السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. وقال: من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this verse of the Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This is the holy month of Ramadan in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the holy Quran. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهَرَ فَلْيَسُمْهُ. Whoever amongst you sight the moon, مَنْ شَهِدَ, شَهَدَ, شَهَدَ of moon sighting, فَلْيَسُمْ, then he should start fasting. It shows how important it is to sight the moon. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whoever fast during the month of Ramadan with iman and with the yaqeen of gaining the reward and sawab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the two conditions. It has to be with iman and it has to be full conviction and yaqeen that my this practice, my this exercise, my staying hungry and thirsty for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala is going to definitely reward me. We should have that conviction. We should not have doubt about it. It should be clear in our heart, in our minds, that Allah is Rahim, Allah is Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely is going to reward me for my this sacrifice. Another hadith, similar words, that whoever stands during the night of Ramadan, same two conditions, iman wa ihtisab, with iman and with full conviction that by standing at night for Taraweeh Salah, inshallah, I will get the reward and ajr from Almighty Allah. So, if you combine these two ahadith, which is muttafaqun alayh in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif, we derive two things. That one, during the day, every day of Ramadan, to fast is compulsory. And the second thing, standing at night for Qiyam, which is called Taraweeh, it is also by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is why we will get reward for standing for Taraweeh during the night, and that is also Sunnatul Muakkada for whole month of Ramadan, not only 10 days or 20 days, but from first of Ramadan till you sight the moon, all 29 nights we have to stand for Taraweeh prayer, and we should pray 20 rakat. Now, brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah through His infinite mercy has extended our lives. We had no guarantee we would be survived during the month of Ramadan, but now, alhamdulillah, we are here, we are still breathing. So we should take advantage of this extra life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us through His mercy. We never know that next Ramadan, we will be on top of the earth or we will be underground. We never know. So treat this Ramadan, as ulama say, as your last Ramadan. Think, this is 2026 or 1447 is my last Ramadan of life. Because I am not witnessing, I have no guarantee, I am not sure that Ramadan will come in 2027 or 1448, I will be still alive or I will be buried. We have no guarantee. So take advantage of this holy month of Ramadan, and every day regard is my last day. And this my last fast, this my last salat, this my last tarawih. If you have that mindset, then you will appreciate and then you will value this time. Otherwise, Ramadan comes and goes. How many Ramadan in our lives already passed? 20, 30, 40 Ramadan? And how much thawab and reward we have achieved in our book of deeds is only will be open on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, on Yawm al-Hisab. Then we're going to regret for every moment which we have wasted without the ibadah, without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said people will be enter into the Jannah through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No hassle, no worry, no concern, no anxiety. They will be in peace, in tranquility, enjoying their lives in paradise. May Allah make all of us amongst those. They will have only one regret. Can you imagine? In Jannah, all the bounties, all the favors, unlimited. No worry, no concern, no question will ask. No wife will bother you. Only one concern. Why were you really saying about wife? She is a good partner. So, only one concern, only one regret. And that's the time which we have neglected or wasted without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be only regret. Oh, I should have do more. I would have do more. I would have make more ibadah, more istighfar, more fast, more sadaqah. That will be the regret. So today, my brothers and sisters, we have the opportunity in our hands. We have time in our hands. Let us utilize for akhirah. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ummul Mu'mineen, used to say during the month of Ramadan, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to increase three things. How many? Three things. He used to increase the ibadah as the throughout the life or throughout the year, 365 days. He used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as usual. He never used to waste his time. But that Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala said, I observed during the month of Ramadan, my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to increase the ibadah. What does it mean? He said, from the first moon sighted, he used to tight up his lower garment, lungi, tight up. And he used to be on musalla most of the time, day and night, until Ramadan used to end. Meaning, during the month of Ramadan, we were his wife, 9 to 11, right? But he used to forget us. Like he has no attraction or relation or any concern about us. He used to devote himself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of the time, day and night. And he used to forget everything else beside the ibadah. That was Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha mean by saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to increase ibadah during the month of Ramadan. That's how he used to spend the night on the musalla and day on the musalla. and used to just worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recite the Holy Quran all the time. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum said in one of the hadith, the close meaning, that as usual, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very generous. He never said no to anyone. Even sometimes, he never used to have something to give to the beggar, a person who asks for something. He used to send to his beloved wife's house, if you have anything, they say, Ya Rasulullah, house is empty, we don't have anything to eat. Next wife, third wife, fourth wife. All the Azwaj-i Mutahharat, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, they used to have same answer, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are starving, we are fasting, we have nothing to part, give it to anyone. So he used to borrow from someone and used to give that beggar or whoever. That's how generous Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be throughout the year. But Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha said, I notice, I observe, during the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to increase his sadaqat. Now how much left to increase? Right? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anha said, that when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to descend to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to recite the Holy Quran, whenever Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to meet his best friend Jibreel alayhi salam, he used to become more generous. Ajwad min salsalir rih. He used to be more generous in giving charity, sadaqah, khairat, than fast at wind. Just the example, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala has given. You know, when sometimes the wind is normal, you know, flowing, normal. Sometimes wind comes in with gust, with very force. Everything is, trees moving, branches are moving, we cannot stand on the road. That's how forcefully the wind is blowing. So she said, Ajwada mean rih salasil. You can imagine that how fast and how forcefully the wind is blowing. Our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be more generous than that wind. Now you can imagine how much sadqat and khairat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to distribute during the month of Ramadan. And Jibreel alayhi salam used to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every single night of Ramadan, all 30 days, 29 days. And what he used to do, he used to come and do the gossip with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chat, what's going on in the world? No. As soon as he used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to sit down in front of Jibreel alayhi salam, and Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start reciting the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to listen. And when Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to finish his recitation, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to start reciting the Holy Quran, and Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to listen. This tilawat of the Quran, recitation of the Quran, and listening to the Holy Quran used to be continued, you know, turn by turn between Jibreel alayhi salam and between our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every single day. This was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the connection and link with the Holy Quran during the month of Ramadan of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My brothers and sisters, we should not waste any single moment during this month of Ramadan. Most of the time, the Holy Quran should be in front of us, or we should listen. There are so many audios, qiraat is available, you know, download on your cell phone instead of listening any drama or any you know, news or anything. We should, while you are driving, while you are coming to the masjid, our record should be on. We should listen the qiraat while we are driving, doing anything in the house, in the shop. our sisters cooking the food or cleaning or doing laundry, the qiraat should be continuously, you know, on in the house. That will bring the barakah and blessing in the house. Two things: ibadat, increasement of ibadah, increase in the sadaqah and khairat, and third, action or sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to increase his dua. Now, as I said, 365 days, there was no single day in the year that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not raise his hands for the ummah. Every single day, every single night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to cry for the ummah, especially tahajjud time, midnight. He used to make dua. Certain times, he used to repeat one ayat of the Quran over and over and over again throughout the night. And he cried so excessively, the Mubarak beard used to fill with the tears. That was the daily habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the ummah. He used to cry so much. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to increase in his dua during the month of Ramadan. You can imagine how much more, how excessively Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to worry and make dua for the ummah. Because this is the month of bargain. Allah's mercy is descending, is showering 24/7. Announcement is going on through the by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Angels are keep on making announcement. Is there anyone asking for forgiveness? I can forgive his sins. Is there anyone asking increasement in the risk? I can increase his risk, etc. So Rasulullah seems to grab that opportunities, that blessed days, that blessed moments when Allah's mercy is descending in abundance. He used to make sure not a single moment should be wasted. And that's why our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to increase his dua. So my brothers and sisters, we are more muhtaj and in need of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, isn't it? So we should increase these three things from day one. Increase our ibadah. If you're just praying for salat, for example, four rakat for us, should increase sunnah, should increase nafal, should increase tahajjud or awabin, ishraq, whatever Allah gives tawfiq. Increase our salat and give the charity in sadaqah every day. Maybe $5, $10, but make a habit of giving charity every single day. And then make dua, especially at tahajjud time or before breaking the fast, before the iftar. These are the two moments. We are very, very precious, very, very valuable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not reject the dua of fasting person at the time of iftar. We should have that conviction. We should have that yaqeen. My Allah is listening to me. My Allah is looking at to me. And I am in need of the mercy of Allah. Make dua for yourself, for your family, and for the whole of the ummah. My brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that roza, that fasting, does not mean just staying thirsty and hungry whole day. That is not the fast. Fast from the top till the bottom, entire body should be fasting. Our every limb, our every organ of the body should be fasting. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in one of the hadith, rubba sa'imin laysa lahu min siyamihi illa al-ju' wa rubba qa'imin laysa lahu min qiyamihi illa as-sahar, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That there are many people who are fasting outwardly. They are staying hungry and thirsty from Subah Sadiq till sunset. But after this great sacrifice of staying hungry and thirsty, they are not gaining anything except jur, except hunger. At the end of the day, nothing is achieved and they are hungry for whole day. And likewise, during the night, people are staying, sacrificing their sleep, standing on the musalla, but nothing gaining anything out of it except the tiredness, as-sahar. So we should not waste our amal like this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us in one of the hadith, "Man lam yada qawla zuri wal amal bihi, falaysa lillahi hajatun fi an yada ta'amahu wa sharabahu." Aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person who is not quitting, who is not giving up, who is not, you know, abstaining, refraining, staying away from the, you know, evil talk or evil amal. While he is fasting, he is still swearing. While he is fasting, still backbiting. While he is fasting, still, you know, doing all, you know, harming the people through the tongue. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. A true believer is that others are, the Muslims are protected from the evil of his tongue and evil of his hand. And this is the throughout the life, not only for Ramadan, that you protect your tongue and your hand during the month of Ramadan, and after Ramadan you leave it loose and start fighting and quarreling. Oh, Ramadan is over, I have freedom now to fight and quarrel and insult anyone. No. This hadith is so profound, it's for the throughout the life. A Muslim cannot abuse, he cannot say bad word, he cannot backbite, he cannot slander, he cannot insult, he cannot accuse anybody without any proof. And even there is a proof, we should not expose the faults of the others, rather conceal it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever conceals the faults or shortcomings of the others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal his sins on the Yawmul Qiyamah. Give and take. Give and take. So, if he's not quitting the bad action and bad words, then Allah doesn't like his siyam. He's not getting any benefit out of staying hungry and thirsty. And this is the hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Very authentic. One more hadith. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated this hadith. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, idha kana yawmu sawmi ahadikum. When you are fasting, this is the day of siyam, and you are fasting, fala yarfus wala yasqab. Make sure you should not abuse your tongue, you should not utter any bad word, and you should not quarrel and fight or argue with someone else. فَإِنْ سَعَبَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Yes, you are protecting yourself. You're not starting, you're not doing anything. You are just walking or just sitting. Someone comes and he starts for no reason. فَإِنْ سَعَبَّهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ. And start quarreling, fighting, arguing with you. فَلْيَقُلْ. In that state also, you're not doing anything, you are innocent, busy with your tilawat, busy with your salat, or just sitting quietly. Someone else comes and he starts arguing. He starts quarreling, he starts fighting. He starts accusing you what you should do. At that moment, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you should control your anger, control your emotion, and tell him, فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. Brother, don't start with me. I'm fasting. I don't know about you, but I'm worried about my fast. I have to take care of my fast. So don't start, don't even answer him. Even he start first. Keep quiet. Or just tell him, or go away from that place. Stay away from that person. And tell him, I'm fasting. I have to make sure, I have to protect my fast until sunset. And then if you control your tongue, if you control your emotion, if you control your mind and your eyes, control your eyes also, everything should be under control. Then that kind of fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely going to accept. Now, few things, my brothers and sisters. In during the month of Ramadan, there are some circumstances, there are some people, they cannot make it. So Sharia allowed him not to fast. Number one, a person is traveling during the month of Ramadan, he can break the fast and he can make the qaza out of Ramadan when he returns back from his journey. A person is very sick, admitted into the hospital or at home, and he cannot fast, he cannot stay hungry, he has to take medicine every 3 hours, 2 hours. So he is excused. A woman is pregnant. During the pregnancy, if Ramadan comes, she is excused, she should not fast. It's going to be harmful for the fetus, for the child in developing in the womb of mother. Likewise, the lady has given the birth recently and she is suckling, the breastfeeding. That woman also excused by the Sharia, she cannot fast and do the qaza later on. Intensity of hunger and thirst, weakness, old age, risk of life, unconsciousness, jihad, a person is taking part in jihad, they should not fight. Insanity. So these are some reasons where person is excused not to fast and there will be no sin upon him. What is the intention? We have to make niyat every single day because every day is separate day. So we have to make the niyat of the fasting every day. Midnight you can say, tomorrow morning I'm going to fast, or you wake up for suhoor, that is regarded as the niyat. And if you forget to, sometime your eyes not open and Subah Sadiq is done, you cannot eat or drink anything, time is over. So you are permitted to make niyat until the zawal, until the midday. That is the time for making niyat. If you forget in the morning, for some reason did not wake up, you can still make a niyat of Ramadan fast until before zawal. Some things which will not break the fast. Eating or drinking forgetfully. You didn't remember, you eat or drink something, continue. That will be okay, Allah will forgive. To apply oil on the head or any part of the body. You can use the lotions on your body during the fasting period, it will not break. A person applying surma in his eyes, or a person have lab, you know, is going to for a blood test. So removal of the blood will not break the fast. Taking the shot will not break the fast. Swallow the mucus or vomiting unintentionally, that will not break the fast. These are the few things, my brothers and sisters, keep in mind. You can take the shot during the month of Ramadan. You can take out your blood, is okay. If vomiting a little bit, that will also okay. What things will break the fast very quickly? Anything a person is putting in the mouth, that will be breaking his fast. Putting the oil into ears, that will break his fast. Inhaling snuff into nostril, swallowing blood from the gums, eat or drink forgetfully and then eat again second time, that will break the fast. To eat or drink water after Subah Sadiq or before sunset, he break his fast, that will be invalid. Inhale smoke or cigarette, it will break the fast. Using the nozzle spray, that will break the fast. Inhalers, whether it's dry or wet, that will break the fast. These are the some rules of regulations. May Allah give us tawfiq to protect our fast and accept through His mercy.